Hey,
Kittens
and puppies.
Let's give me a kiss.
Thanks. today is Sunday, the 29th
of 2008.
Yeah. We didn't do a show on Friday. Why? What were we doing on Friday?
What were we doing Friday?
Did we go see a movie? No, wait.
What was Friday?
Friday, I went to go see...
Oh, that's right. You went into the city to see, like, 30 movies.
Two, but close. I went with Joe from work to Paprika.
Right.
It was also a Q&A with the director.
That's awesome. It's an anime, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was very cool. We have to get that.
Yeah, I wanted to see that.
And then after that... Midnight, we went to a movie called Tokyo Gore Police, which I was fading in and out of because I was like so sleepy.
But was it good?
Yeah, from the parts I saw. It was awesome. You would hate it.
Was it really bloody?
Oh my god. It was just gallons and gallons of fake blood in that movie.
Like, did it just start off like immediately chopping heads off and shit?
It started off as this guy in this cop uniform, and he's just standing there like this with like saluting. And the voiceover is this girl saying her father was such a good police officer, da 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 da. His head explodes.
Does it say why his head explodes?
Yes, someone shot him.
Oh god. Yeah,
It was ridiculously awesome.
I don't do well with gore.
But this was like, you saw like trauma movies before,
yeah, even
right?
That stuff. So like, you saw me, like I watched parts of like trauma, like a finger getting bent. Like it was so obvious that it was like a fake hand, this or so obvious very, that it was like a fake head with meat for brains.
Yeah.
Just the idea of it is enough to like,
yeah.
Oh god, I couldn't, what was it, Hostel?
Yeah.
Luckily, only the last half hour of Hostel is like the really like fucked up gory part.
Right.
But that... Oh, God. Oh, God. Or Saw? Saw gave me nightmares. For the simple gore factor.
Right before the movie hit, they had one trailer called The Butcher.
Oh, God.
I have to see this movie. The trailer disturbed me.
Really?
Yeah. It's,
Does it look fake?
Or no.
Does it look real?
No, it looks real.
Real. Oh, God.
You don't even know what it's about.
I know, but I can't.
It's like the... I don't even know if it was voiceover or not, but the text was, you know, you star in a snuff film.
Oh, God.
And the whole perspective is the guy who's getting killed is holding the camera. And there's this director, and he's like, you know, be careful, don't hit the camera. And the guy's just, like, whacking on him. And the guy who's whacking on him is killing him. He's got this, like, pig mask on. Really creepy.
Oh, God.
You gotta look it up. You can get it.
Kidding. Are snuff films real?
I don't know. I never saw one. But I'm sure they are.
Really? Like, someone told me that most snuff films are, like, women getting raped and then killed.
Well, the thing is there are a lot of fakes. Like, people just get off on
the
idea of it. And it's not, like... Didn't you see that movie with, like, the 8mm? I think that's what it was called. That's a good movie. We should rent that.
I didn't see that.
It's about like a detective trying to figure out. I think that's what it was. About a snuff film, and he finds out that like he saw this girl twice
in a video
in a snuff film, so it's fake. And but he goes after the real killer, or whatever.
Yeah,
it's cool. I think that's
it's kind of creepy. Movie. That's a fucked up thing. I don't know. That idea bothers me.
It should bother you.
Speaking of things that should bother you,
mm-hmm.
I saw Stevie Nicks last night in concert, live.
Just like the wind.
From the cauldron. She actually sounds like she always does. She didn't sound bad. And you know, she was very nice to the audience. Like I was telling you, at the very end, when she was ready to wrap up the show, she went from one end of the stage to the other and just shook everyone's hand that she could reach or whatever.
Right.
And you know, there weren't any cameras on stage, so it wasn't like she was doing it for film.
Right.
So I thought that was nice. I didn't really want to go. Like, I know I'm familiar with Stevie Nicks, but
right.
I'm only... Like, that's stuff my parents used to listen to.
Yeah.
And honestly, a lot of the songs, just because of my childhood, I have, like, weird connection, like, memories of the songs, you know? But my sister loves her.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And my sister, you know, my dad got her tickets to see Stevie Nicks for her birthday, and right. every single person that she asked to go with her for one reason or another couldn't go. So uh-huh. she finally called me up and wanted to see if I wanted to go. Right. And I was like, whatever, it's a free concert. Right. Haven't seen my sister in a while. Uh-huh. So we went to do that. Lots and lots of strange people at the Stevie Nicks show.
Yeah.
There was, like, this lesbian couple trying to, like, hang out with me in Shekinah because I think uh-huh. they thought that we were lesbians.
Because,
like, we weren't allowed to take our cameras into the venue.
Right.
So, I didn't realize this. So, we had already gotten online, and my sister was like, we can't take the cameras in. So, we were walking back to the car, and I was like, well, let's just get some pictures before we go inside. So, we were just standing outside the car, like, making, like, ridiculous, like, funny face pictures and
right.
shit.
Yeah,
and
we're, show
like,
me
yeah, we're laughing our asses off. And these two chicks, like, come by, and they're like, oh, you guys are having a blast. I'm going to hang out with you. You better tell us when you're going into the show. And I was like, okay. So that was interesting. We were able to sneak past them. We, like, walked around, like, a row of cars and, like, ducked away from them. Got into an elevator. There was a very robust woman mm-hmm. with... like fried blonde hair, like it was bleach blonde, but it was like fried. Like it looked like she'd stuck her fingers in a socket, and she was wearing a tie dye muumuu.
Nice.
Which I didn't think you make muumuus in tie dye, but
of course you can.
Now, see, I always think of muumuus as like old lady floral patterns.
Yeah, but
this was like Grateful Dead tie dye, like uh-huh. all over the place, and she was like if I could put words into her mouth, it would have been, I'm hungry. She was just frightening. And then there was this dude in, like, denim biker cut shorts
mm-hmm.
with, like, a super small, like, little belly top and a studded belt, and he had a little, like, denim vest wow. and a bowler hat, and he had, like, the eyeliner, like, the Clockwork Orange eyeliner.
Wow.
And he was carrying around a tambourine, and he kept, like, slapping the tambourine with his ass.
That is weird.
And it kept going, gypsy. It was so weird. But it was fun, you know. It was something to do. It was free. So that was kind of cool. And, yeah, so that was nice.
Cool.
And then we saw Wally, right?
We just saw Wally today.
Awesome. I really liked it. I loved it a lot.
I thought it was great. And Presto, the short that came before it was great, too.
Yeah. It was very good. Do you notice, like, the last two movies we saw had, like, an environmental theme to it?
Yeah.
Think there's a Hollywood agenda?
Might be.
But the Wally, like, touched me more than The Happening. Like,
yeah.
The message.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
So that was...
I find I can connect with more with animated films than I do live action.
Well, I think it kind of, like, disarms you because it's animated, you know?
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you... I don't know. Like, it disarms you.
Yeah. Not that I don't connect with live action films.
Right.
But for the most part, like...
I cried. Molly made me cry.
Yeah?
Got a little teary.
Really?
Yeah. I've been very emotional lately anyway, so...
Anything could set you off.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah.
But it was a really good movie. I liked it a lot.
And I got a free watch.
We all got free watches, thanks to you.
I got a free Wally watch.
That was cool.
I think we should end.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hitting that. Okay. Got a minute to go.
Yeah. Check us out, kittensinabed.tumblr.com.
Send us some Gmail, give us some love, kittensinabed@gmail.com.
Yeah. Do you think we should get a phone number?
Maybe. Well, we'll see. We haven't even gotten emails, so why pay for a phone number if no one's going to call?
We should give out our home phone number.
No.
Why not?
No. Give them out your cell phone.
No.
Why not?
Because I think...
We don't have an answering machine.
Well, we should get one.
We don't need to talk about this right now. This is boring. They don't want to hear this.
I love you,
but for Obama.
Whatever.